Welcome to Queens Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is queen talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
What?
I feel like basically, I feel like
we both just give a different vibe.
It's too late to come back. I liked it.
I just was laughing because I'm like, wowee.
Just remixing what it do every single time.
Jazzing up the spot. Yeah, you'll never get the same version.
Based on the mood, for sure. Cuz, what do you do? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm hanging in there. You know, I just think it's not fair that men don't get to have periods. Like, I'm a little salty about that. But I'm doing pretty good.
Cuz you know, it doesn't make life equal. It does not make life.
Okay, equal. Let's get into it. And we have to do the birthing and the keeping of the baby while they run. Huh?
There was a man, my coworker, actually. This is actually, I should have put this as something to talk about, but I'm going to talk about it briefly, real quick. My coworker was telling me about how the simplest thing, basically, he was saying sex solves all the problems in a marriage, in a relationship. He was saying all you got to do is please your man, and boom, problems are solved. He'll do whatever you want him to do. And I said, he says, yeah, it applies to his relationship. And I'm like, wow. He was like, I mean, you guys do the cycle, the period thing, and you have the kids, like, but we're really suffering through that as well. I said, hold on. I said, you're going too far now. I listened to your bullshit about the sex part. But at this point, cut the shit, bro. I said, that does not compare. Please don't say that. I was ready to go in on him. And I did. And I was like, that is not going to be
a we suffer you with you
during a cycle. Is not what you think you're like, what we actually feel is not what you think you're feeling,
or your sexual urges, bro. While a woman's body is literally broken
down,
that's
what he's saying. He's like, it's torture,
it's hard,
you can't have the sex, and it's hard on you. And we got to deal with your mood swings. I said, hold on, you're doing a lot of talking. Listen,
mood swings, men have them too. Let me tell you,
yeah,
I know plenty. I'll be like,
okay, so. I'm just,
it's not fair out here. And you know what? Girl, good thing I went there.
You know, we are got
might have had to hit him with that. What did Lotto say? 2-2-3. Because what you said? Get out of here, sir. You're nuts. You're sick. What?
So, yeah.
Girl, let me pack my bags.
We got chosen for the point that we have our cycles. Anyways, how's your week been besides that?
You know, I enjoy the spring summer weeks because they kind of just fly by, and then it's like the sun be shining. I'm good. Like, I'm actually having a great week. Nothing's happened, but
look, no news is good news, baby.
Yeah, exactly, sure, baby. Yeah. I like that, baby. That was tough. I feel it.
Wow.
It reminded me of that. You know that one song? And the rocks and the heels that you caught me, baby. It's like a Ja Rule song.
Oh, it sounds
good. It's the one with Lil Mo. It's Put It On Me.
Oh, if you call me.
You know that one girl that was rapping on it?
Yeah.
I'm about to have to hit y'all with something. Hold on, bro.
Throw it on us.
Throw it on us.
The Ja Rule and the Chauncey every day.
I doubt it. I'm sure everyone wanted a piece.
They just had that song together.
Oh.
Several songs together.
Wait a minute. Why they said... I'm sorry. It said Ashanti, and I'm like, she's not on this track. Darn. I don't think I don't know where the rap verse is. Damn. What's her name?
Vida? About to drop some heat on us, y'all.
I was ready. All right. It's okay. I got y'all next week.
Bring it on me.
Uh-oh. Oh. Okay, hold on. I gotta... Yo, and I appreciate the rocks and the gifts that you caught me, baby. And that house on the hill where you drop like 80 on a down payment, thinking damn, ain't like gravy. And there's this for my honey. I've been twice the lady. What would I do with the other nights that you kept me warm when this cold world had a girl caught a storm? Mm-hmm. Hold on, she was really spinning because I'm losing my breath. Breath control. We're just going to cut. Yeah. Let me practice and I'll be back.
Oh,
I'll be back on that.
We're not cutting that.
When you drop like 80, that's the only part I know. Like, be for real. Be for real. I'm a joke.
Jordan just hopped into her bag just
now. Yo, I was trying, but.
You're welcome.
Baby.
Tell them you're welcome.
Those sentences were long. Oh, you're welcome. As my cousin said.
A little sprinkle. Wow.
Hey, yo.
Jordan came with the heat.
Baby. Wow, that was really fun. Yeah. That was actually really fun. Maybe we should do karaoke one day.
Do you think you can? Do you ever get to do like Issa and rap? I do.
Rapping is hard, bro. I can't rhyme very fast.
No, I'd be like,
I want to be able to do it.
5 minutes later, I'll come back with the actual verse to follow because I can't.
Have you ever been able to do that Busta Rhymes rap?
Absolutely.
At the time, I got a good in it, and I got a good. Like, what is he saying? The look at me now with Chris Brown.
I don't even want to try it. That seemed a little torturous. Like, I don't even seem fun. You're out of breath. You're saying all these words. You might bite your tongue. You ever talk too fast and bite your tongue? Ow. Oh, God. Girl, no.
Y'all, Yas is this thing. When she's putting emphasis on something, she raises both of her hands like something's coming out of the closet.
I'm out of here.
Boo. And she be like, all right. I'm sorry. That gets me every time. Thank you for the laughs, Yas. God bless you.
You're welcome.
I needed them.
Thanks to you.
Yeah. So how is your week going?
See, I'm getting tongue-tied on.
Okay, Busta.
Wow, that's embarrassing. My week is going well.
Yo, you and these hand movements. Please. This girl said, let me pace myself and do the hand with the words so that I do not mess up. I see Mariah Carey doing that when she's singing. I think hands really do help people communicate. I don't know I don't know why they're so powerful when you're communicating. I know some people are popping off. Actually, you're one of them. Like my cousin is too. Like, talk with their hands. If y'all are turned, them hands be moving. Pal.
Leading the flock.
Okay, Kirk. Yo. Wow.
Light a match because we're on fire, baby.
We're on fire, baby. Shit, is this thing on?
Oh, that shit is crazy. I'm crying. Okay. Okay.
Right.
My week is going well. I had a wonderful day today. You gotta come over because I made a chicken Alfredo that bang, okay?
Ooh.
It bang. First of all, let me tell y'all about it. I ain't even gonna play. So, I made a chicken Alfredo. So, oh my God, I don't even know where to start, actually. First things first, I used chicken thighs instead of chicken breast.
Oh.
Holds the flavor.
Yeah.
I accidentally marinated them. I was supposed to make this last night, and then we decided on something else.
Oh, you fucked around and made it super delicious, is what you mean.
Yeah. Girl, I took them chicken breasts out of that Ziploc, and I put them on that hot pan. The way they sizzled when I first dropped them, I knew it was going to be good. I knew it. Sauce wasn't even made, and I knew it was going to bang. Anyway, so I cooked it up, girl. And then, so my coworker told me about this It's called Boudin. Boudin.
Boudin. I've seen that herb. So what? Is it a cheese or is it a butter?
I don't know, but I think it's a mix of both, and it bangs. It's so good. I put it in my spaghetti.
Ooh.
And it's a creamy flavor. So creamy in the spaghetti.
My friends are Italian and they never make pasta without it.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay. I know we're doing something right there. Good. So I put that in there. So let's get to the sauce. I put, of course, the butter. I put the heavy whipping cream and I'm starting to let the sauce. I don't buy the Parmesan in the jars or anything anymore. I buy a block of Parmesan from like the artesian cheese section in Publix or Kroger. Girl, we shred it down and then we put that into the pan. Girl, that shit.
I love this. Yes, I'm so into watching you break this down. I feel like I'm watching a cooking show. I'm so serious. You might need to do that on the side. We're going to put that on Patreon.
Okay. Look, cooking channel. But it's so good. The weight was melting down. You don't have to wait for it. Nothing weird. Girl, you just put it in there.
Because
so
it's real cheese. Dang. Right.
And of course, I didn't clean my pan out after I made the chicken. I left the chicken in there. Of course. The butter.
So it was just hitting all the butter. It was, all the season was smacking.
Butter. Heavy whipping, Parmesan, and then I sliced that boudin, whatever cheese in there, girl. And it started to really just marinate in itself, and it was so good, girl. Guess what?
What's your noodle of choice again? I forgot.
Penne. Today was
penne.
Yes. Yes, I'm definitely a shaped noodle girl. I like penne. I like
bow tie.
I like bow tie. Like, yes, absolutely. So today was penne. I also put a little bit of the pasta water into the sauce, girl. And to top it all off, I got
this girl the truth
of the sauce that you put me onto. The sun, I can't even.
And Kari put me on. Can't even take that.
Oh well,
that's the classical, yes, sun-dried Alfredo. Girl, oh, you mix that in too?
I mixed it into my own.
Oh, that job was probably real good.
Added another slice of the Boudin cheese butter thing.
Girl's gonna add another slice.
You can't fucking tell me nothing. Out of this world. Geez. It was so good. It's so creamy, so flavorful. I have to add a bunch of seasonings because my chicken already had a seasoning because that's right. I marinated it. So
this girl.
Girl, I'm actually
about to
when we finish.
Girl, this way you owe us and the audience a plate. The way you just spent that time breaking that down.
I know, sorry.
You got us all salivating at the mouth. Jesus.
Wow.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, girl. It was
you have some broccoli? Did you have or was it just pasta?
Oh, chicken, the sauce, the penne. And of course, some broccoli to top.
Yeah, I knew my girl had some broccoli. I knew she did.
Yes.
We love broccoli over here.
Yes. For real.
I had some last night. I was just like, damn, this broccoli good.
Yes, for real. I low key was like, damn, I probably should add some spinach because I got to where I like spinach in it too. Like, I like spinach in a pasta. Like, it goes
for
well.
For sure.
But, girl, I just had to take it home and just do the broccoli. But next time, the spinach may be the winner.
Okay.
So that's how our week is going.
Yeah. It's going delicious. Yeah, scrumptious for week.
For real.
You know what else is going delicious for? What? Beyonce.
Woo!
Queen.
Woo! I love that.
Beyonce let that hair drip. You hear me? She said, who ain't got hair? Let me show y'all real quick.
I'm about to drip on y'all. Indeed.
That hair was dripping from the scalp. To the bank.
One thing she's gonna do is a humble flex. I truly believe Beyonce is humble. I really
queen
believe.
Of humble. Yeah, she.
I really.
She like. I really don't want to have to do this.
But
that's going on the internet. That's going on the internet. That is going on the internet.
Did you hear it actually hitting?
And we're gonna tag Beyonce for sure. She's gonna love that.
Oh my God.
Please let us go to Cowboy Car Tour. That
front row.
Yeah.
So she has her new Sacred line, which I actually really do want to try. I've heard really good things about it. I was watching some TikTok videos, actually, and they were showing how a little bit of her product went a long way. You know how sometimes with shampoos, you got to use, look at me acting like I'm an endorser. You got to use a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and you do.
It's not lathering. Girl, they were using a little bit in the way the shine, everything was being added to that scalp, to that hair.
Wow.
So everybody was going crazy.
Were these Black women or were these women of other
perspectives? Oh, these were us. You know it.
Okay.
I'm not looking at any, no shade, but I need to look at kinfolk.
No, I get it, though.
When
no.
dealing with hair products specifically,
my
I gotta
hair.
Know.
Did you and
beauty. Beauty in general, I am looking at kinfolk. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, people who look like me. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, but I saw this tweet and I said, this is facts. So in the video, Beyonce is warming us up. She's talking to us. What? She's showing some personality. Like, hold on, girl. This is a lot. It's only a 2-minute video and you're getting me together. Yes. So this is, her name is Erica Eats America. Wow. Love it. She said, Beyonce posting her hair video is a perfect case of the importance of having a social media manager. Everyone complained about her not having a personal relationship with her products and audience. Also, that she never uses or promotes her products on camera. The social media manager had to do some social listening and came up with a strategy to do a reel with a natural sounding voiceover, which of course gagged her audience.
Indeed.
Come on, social media manager.
Yeah.
Whoever's idea was grand slam.
I was watching with my mouth dropped. And it's crazy. What I also enjoyed was that it wasn't some random look. It was actually a look she had already posted. That hairstyle that she did at the end,
yeah.
It was a look that we had seen for, don't get me wrong, it was something she already, I think it was for Renaissance. So it was like it was already in the works.
Oh, wow. Like, I didn't catch that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I remember that.
Her hair is
beautiful. Oh my God, that's why I was like, I had no idea that was her actual hair. Like, I really can't tell when it's hers and when it's not. Like, I didn't even know. I thought she always wore wigs.
Yeah. You know, Cameron's hair
used to
be. Not
because she didn't have hair, though.
My sister's hair.
Cameron's supposed to be down her back?
Yes, just like that. Cameron was like 6. Her hair was down her, but my hair too, but it broke off. It broke off and it never fully got back to that. But baby, I just love it. Like, I hate when people say Black women's hair can't get long. Not that that's, those conversations, ugh.
That's
put ye behind me, Satan. Get your ass back there. That is a lie from the pits of hell.
Get back. You don't know me like that.
Exactly. Yo, you pulling out the Luda? You pulling out the Luda on them? You got plague.
It's me not even realizing, like, I just said it.
That's hilarious.
But yes.
Yeah. So I do want to try some. I do want to try her products, though, for real, for real.
I wonder if it's for the lot girlies. I mean, hair products are like hair
yeah,
products.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I probably can give it a go.
Because she does seem like mostly like she does like blowouts. But she's, I mean, she's a natural girly.
Yeah.
I think she just gets her hair pressed. So I don't see why, yeah.
Probably can make a shake. I'll be definitely willing to give it a try.
Yeah, so I've been considering getting locks, babe. I don't, I'm scared, though. I'm scared.
But do it. Pull the plug and do it. I feel like I have watched my hair. I just hit my 2-year mark April the 4th.
Do you know me and Cree were debating last night? We were debating hard. And I was like, Cree, I'm sure it's been 2 years. Yes! Wow.
Yes, it's been 2 years. Because I was trying to think if it was before or after I started traveling. I started traveling last year of April. So I was like...
Ooh. So I was wrong about that part. Wait, because I said that you, I said that I felt like you locked your hair before.
I started.
Oh, maybe I was wrong then.
Damn, because now I don't even remember. I gotta look up
this girl.
But I was pretty sure that I started in 2022.
Okay.
Because
when was the first time I saw you?
The exact.
I don't remember the first time I saw you with your locks.
This is December of 2022 when I got my locks out right here.
Oh. Girl, you did that right for your birthday.
Yeah, like I feel I had them. I feel like I had them in 2022. But all this footage is confusing me, and I don't actually know if I did or not.
Yes, I thought you wrote. Didn't you write this down somewhere?
Oh my god, girl!
Didn't you have like a little lock journal?
I do have a lock journal. I stopped posting pictures in there. Oh my god! Thank you, Jordan. Okay, it's been 2 years. April 4th, 2022.
Wow.
I need to post some updated pictures because I actually planned on doing a little reel and I did not. But yeah, it's been 2 years. I was really small. Wow, look at me. Wow,
don't do that. Okay, exit out of the phone.
Yes, I'm about to get out of here because this is crazy. Okay. Yes, I started these 2 years ago. We'll just leave it at that. And I feel like I've really watched my hair transform, and it's like I wanted to cover it so much in the beginning, and I feel like that stunted my hair's growth. Like, I really think my hair would be longer if I wouldn't have covered it up for the first, like, 6 months of your life. Yeah, dang. For sure. I absolutely think it would have been, because now that I don't cover it, well, besides for my birthday this year, I did cover it, but, like, I feel like my hair is like, where did this hair come from? Like, where did this come from?
Yeah,
like,
your hair grew, yeah. I feel like everyone that gets locks, like, their hair grows like that, though. Because my manager got locks, my coworker.
And it even like, feels different. Like, I had no idea my hair even had this sort of texture. It really is a different, I feel like it's a different kind of texture.
Wow.
Like, I'm just letting it grow. I'm not manipulating it. I get retwists. I get it washed. And I kind of just get a two-strand twist. Or I get it in some kind of style. But I don't know. I love it. I really love my locks.
I'm proud of you, guys. Yeah. You were like, thanks, girl. I think I want locks. And look at you. You're really in the game. You're really in the game.
Yeah. For sure. So I would say to you to do it. But one thing that I wish I would have done, I wish I would have done a tiny bit more research or looked a little bit more into micro locks. Not that I want micro locks, but I absolutely wish my locks were smaller than they are. So
see, and my sister, she feels like hers are too small. I think that's the part that I'm most nervous about. Wow, I think that's what I'm most nervous about with getting locks is the size, because I've seen girlies that have thick hair, kind of like how mine is, and I'm like, ooh, I like the size. Like this one girl, like her locks were thick, and they kind of had a little curl at the end, which I know you can't really control that, but yeah, I just like the thickness of hers, and I was like, okay. But it's like, once you start, that's it, it seemed like. I mean, I guess you can combine them in a braid or whatever. But.
Yeah. There's actually videos, though, side note, that curly piece at the end. There's videos that I've watched because I wanted to do that to mine. Mm. You actually can comb out the ends, and then you just condition the ends to be curly.
Oh, that's easy.
Like they don't lock. They just kind of put conditioner.
Or I love a free-flowing, messy look.
Yeah. Yes.
Love it. Yes, call me Lisa.
Yeah, girl. Once they're in, but I mean, it's just hair, I guess. I don't know if I would cut mine. I maybe would comb them out to redo them, but yeah, once they're in, it's kind of like, you don't want to start over. I know I don't. So.
Yeah. Dang, man. Yeah. That's
exciting. I mainly wanted mine smaller for volume purposes. I don't really have thick hair. Like, I just don't. It's getting thicker.
I feel like you do, though.
But I don't just have thick hair. Like, no.
I feel like your hair is thick, so though.
I want it.
I mean, I feel like it's cool.
Okay. Now it is, but when I first got them, scarecrow.
Okay. But I feel like that's a lot of people's. Come on, man. I feel like in the beginning, a lot of people ain't got it, you know?
Jordan, if you do a two-strand twist on your hair and how you start them, I would definitely do it. I would not do it. I would not start mine with a coil if I had the opportunity to do it.
Oh.
Not do a coil. I would do a two-strand twist.
Oh, wow. Two-strand twist. Okay.
Because I like how when they start with the two-strand twist, it kind of has that, like, curly, bouncy, like I don't know. It's just a texture or a feeling that, I don't know. I just would have preferred that for my hair.
Now, we got to get Mariah on soon so we can divulge, because the way Mariah's hair is down her back.
Flourishing. That shit's probably to her neck.
It's crazy.
I'm like, bro, you're looking like you came out to eat in the garden. I'm in the Garden of Eden. What did I just say?
Eat in the garden.
I said it so confidently. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I'm good.
Sounding wrong.
Okay. Wrong, girl. And not wrong. Mariah sending me a video of Maul this morning. My crush.
Oh, was she looking good?
Man, I love Maul. And it's not even her physical appearance. It's literally just her being. Black. Love her.
Wow.
Yeah, anyways.
Wow. So, speaking of, like, hair and, like, even Beyonce, you watching the tutorials on TikTok, let's get into TikTok. There is a ban that Biden just, or a bill that Biden just signed to ban TikTok in the United States of America. This TikTok ban, so TikTok is owned by a Chinese man or a Chinese company, ByteDance. And so in this bill, they have 9 months to sell TikTok. They said that we would see the results of it in about a year, like 9 months to sell it, 3 months to really complete the sales and everything like that. And then you have a whole year and then it will be banned. And it won't just like disappear off of your phone. It just will stop getting updates and bug fixes. And then eventually the app will no longer.
It won't be usable at all.
It'll be unstable. Like, you won't be able to use it. And it's pretty unsafe to use it that way too. So they're saying you just won't be able to use it. But my thing was, when I first started seeing this, I was like, why do they want to ban TikTok? Like, what is the issue with TikTok? So I read an article. It is by the one that I read several, but the two main ones that I got my sources from, CBS News and AP, I think it was. But anyway, CBS News says they think it has ties to China, and they try to regulate it through prior efforts to widely restrict it, but they've been unsuccessful. And it says that the U.S. officials have repeatedly warned that TikTok threatens the national security because the Chinese government can use it to spy on Americans or weaponize it to covertly influence the U.S. public by amplifying or suppressing certain content. And one of the officials said this app is a spy balloon in Americans' phones that are used to surveil and exploit Americans. So they're saying that this app can be used to basically spy on America. They're thinking that in the long run, this could cause conflict, suppress information from Americans, or give information to Americans that is essentially like untrue. So they are trying to ban it.
I feel like the people would be turned against the government. We already are. What?
We are. Yeah. I also feel like TikTok, I also feel like that about X, formerly known as Twitter. If they're banning TikTok, why not ban Twitter as well?
And Facebook too. Facebook was used a lot to spread misinformation during the Trump and Biden election the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Meta?
Exactly.
They've been caught up for a lot of stuff.
Yes, and that's on,
like, giving information now too.
If you click your search bar, it says,
oh my, can we talk about it? What?
Yeah.
I logged on Saturday
this morning. I was like, whoa, what's going on?
So you haven't noticed, you haven't been on.
I haven't been.
You haven't really been on it,
but I don't always search
like, stuff.
I didn't see it pop up until I hit search.
Yeah. I have to search if I want to see T, because I don't follow T pages. That's why. But when I got on, I said, wow, now AI is getting even further into our business, where like the search in Instagram is literally AI. And I was just like, why? Why is that necessary?
And now I want to be careful what I'm searching, because why is that AI? Like, why does that need to be AI? Have you ever used AI? Have you ever used ChatGPT before?
There was a time when I used it, like, with my resume.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was just trying to, like, get some ideas of, like, ways I could tweak my resume. And somebody told me, so I just wanted to see it. Like, and it worked. Like, it was legit. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, I agree with the whole thing. It's actually kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
but the way I've typed it in and gotten some stuff to send, like when I'm trying to send emails or send certain things, like for business purposes, like ChatGPT has held me down, not gonna lie. But it's scary, because it's like now I'm sending it on Instagram, and it's like, what is this actually doing? Like, is this
Why? Yeah. And it's like, I know that these apps are already taking information, but seeing it in there like that just makes me feel a little
It seems too close to
exploited. Home. I don't know.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so how do you feel about this TikTok ban? Do you think that, will this really affect you?
Personally, no, because I'm not on TikTok a lot, but I will say that in a way, yes, because some of the informative videos that I see on Instagram are coming from TikTok. Yes. So I think Twitter, and you probably could speak better to that than I could, but I feel like TikTok has become the app of information. Yeah. Whereas Instagram has kind of become a place of more like gossip and ads. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Twitter is still a space of information and, you know, being shared upon in a way that is like beneficial to people, like communities. I don't know.
Yeah. Ever since, I'm not going to lie, ever since Twitter turned to X, I got very skeptical and I have not been on it the way I used to.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it actually made me not sad, but I knew that the era was changing and I just was like, I don't feel safe. I don't know. I just feel
like here we go again.
I'll get on it, but it's not the same like I used to be. So I don't know.
That's what I feel about Facebook. I'm surprised that people are still on there so heavily. Like, and when I say people, I mean like people our age, like peers that I went to high school with. I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. Like they post like stories and
I post maybe like
actual posts. I'm like, wow.
A year. And people actually connect their Instagram to their Facebook story, and I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't do that. No. First of all, I feel like Facebook has the most misinformation. Like, every time I get on there, I see some of the wildest stuff, and I'm just
people
like...
People are still getting hacked on Facebook also. Like, it's very
weird. Yeah, like, you mean like where their whole page would be hacked?
Their whole page, yeah, it's like somebody else. Or
even it's like Yahoo Twitter versus Gmail. It's Yahoo.
Weird.
I'm sorry. It's AOL. It's BellSouth.net. Like, that's how I feel about Facebook.
BellSouth.net is complete disrespect because my parents had BellSouth.net. And I was like, why do y'all still have this? Take this off.
Y'all be seeing people still have
and
that.
And now they're like, but yeah, I'm like,
Gmail is where it's at, man. My Yahoo is for spam.
Yeah. Actually, my Yahoo is how I get into my other actual email account. It's the recovery email. I just log in once a year or twice a year just to make sure it stays active. I don't know what the hell they send to me.
Oh, Lord.
I'm over it. Sorry. So back to TikTok. I am not active as far as posting on TikTok, but when I travel, I actually use TikTok a lot to find the hot spots, to find cool restaurants, to find places to check out, like areas.
It is very informative in that way.
Like I search areas. Like I can type in a city and a state and it'll show me all the videos that relate to that and people are showing what it looks like. Like, is this a good part of town? Is this not a good part of town? Like, so I actually use it for that purpose. And so I think I will miss it probably.
Didn't
I can use Instagram, but not the same way I can use TikTok. TikTok just comes.
Yeah, Instagram is not as informative as it used to be.
Yes.
Remember, you used to be able to go onto a business's page, you look at the pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. Now that's not enough. I feel like TikTok has one-upped Instagram in that way.
Because it gives you live reviews. It's not the business posting, although the business probably does have a TikTok. It is real live reviews in real time. That's what I'm
Yelp times 10.
It's like, yeah, it's a lot better because you're seeing real people, using, not just also people who are getting paid, like it says hashtag ads.
I just thought about this, exactly. That guy that I was talking to, he was like, yep, I went on here and I saw on Yelp. I said, how old are you, sir? I said, we the same age? You have the Yelp app downloaded? Oh. Anyways, I thought that was so funny. I didn't know.
I gotta give him 2 points of credit because I also have the Yelp app downloaded.
Really?
When I make a reservation, Yelp, you make it on Yelp.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I use it for review purposes, but I make it. I used to make reservations.
Yeah.
If I'm just in a mood where I really gotta find something, I may hop on there, but
yeah.
It's Google and Google's reality media, yo.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, girl.
Yes, we're gonna see how that pans out. I think that the climate that we're in, I don't know, like, I'm just thinking, first off, we gotta find out who's gonna be president, because depending on who it is, and then you talk about TikTok also cut off. Ooh, that's sounding like
crazy.
That sounded like dark times.
Crazy. Okay.
I don't know. But y'all, I just saw today where Biden just approved this $1 billion bill. Weapons are on their way to Ukraine. He's also, like, I think that the bill signs for aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. And I'm just like, the TikTok ban. I think that's a separate bill. But Biden, yeah, these are things that Biden did sign. And I'm just like, this is, I don't think this is going to be helpful for, you know, especially like young audiences. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a lot of protests at different school campuses for Palestine. Like, it's getting really gritty out there. And Kari sent me a video last night where this girl was explaining the reason why like private schools are so expensive. And it basically went back to like, I think it was like the 60s during the Vietnam War. There were a lot of campuses that were like protesting what was going on. And, you know, just America being involved in these like Asian countries. And girl, I think like the Federal Army got involved. Some students were killed. And they kind of like put it under wraps, basically. Wow. And so, I forgot the connection that she made with why schools were higher or more expensive. I guess maybe because they felt like there was going to be a revolution. Like, if school is so affordable, all of these students are going to have this mindset that would possibly make them not in favor of their government. Like, they will be educated. So let's raise the prices to get an education. Because back then it was nothing to go to school, like nothing. So I thought that was interesting.
Oh my God.
Education is important. Don't take it for granted.
For real. They trying to take it away from us. That's like,
yeah. First the books. They're taking books out the schools. We ain't gonna have nothing left.
But what we already know are people before us know. Like, we're going to end up, we're going to have to really communicate with each other.
Yeah.
We're not going to have these apps and stuff to inform us no more. We got to talk.
Ooh.
Dark times.
That's
not saying that's a bad thing, really, but we are moving.
Also, there is, I don't know if you guys know, but like protesting in general is kind of, It's in a state of emergency right now. Like, like people should be able to protest nonviolently, harmlessly, and it not be a thing. But they are slowly trying to take that away. So,
wow.
Y'all, we just gotta pray. I don't even know what else to say on that.
There ain't nothing else to do. You don't know what to do, pray.
Ooh, that's scary to not be able to just speak up. Like that. Right. That we are the people.
That right? Yeah, that right is leading us.
Ooh. My. Yeah. Speaking of speaking up, some people might be speaking up a little too much. So I have a clip here that I want to play. It is of comedian DC Young Fly. He was actually on stage, and things just didn't really go very well. I don't really know what was happening there.
Oh my God.
This is what a story get told us. This is what a story get written.
We are alone.
When I got hooked on cocaine. When I got hooked on cocaine. My relationship with God got strong. Now this is what I had to go through in order to find a close relationship with God. I think I done turned out pretty good.
Oh my God, they is booing him.
I don't know. They're booing and they're clapping. What's going on?
Yeah, like they started clapping because he walked off, or
he was still sitting there. But I brought up this conversation. Well, I wanted to talk about this just because I have seen two comedians that I adored on the internet. One's name was Rennie. The other one was Drewski. And in person, they were not prepared for stand-up. Like, Drewski kind of relied on his could have been records. He had like a host that he was relying on. He was really relying on the talent to, because he kind of had a talent show situation where he had like people come out and audition and they could be on his show. They really made the show. He really never fully told a joke. And it's like at the end of it, we're like raving him and giving him this praise, but it's like you really didn't make us laugh. Like you just made jokes about people coming up here actually doing something. And then Rennie, oh my God, the crickets. Like, wait, I wanted to laugh. No one laughed. And then on top of that, he was taking some girls back in the back. And me and Kareem was like, yo, we cuter than them. Like, I don't even know what's going on there. But I digress about that. But I do wonder, though, like, this new age of comedians that we find, and I don't even know if our generation cares about that, but I'm a true like comedian girl. Like I love comedy, Adam Sandler, like Jim Carrey. Oh my gosh. Like I'm trying to think of Cedric. Oh my God, I used to love it. I used to watch stand-up. And so now I'm like, where is this really gonna go? Because there's so many, I don't even think we have celebrities anymore. Yeah. Like, you know how Little Chris used to have that celebrity basketball game? Now it was just influencers this year.
Yeah.
And I think that unfortunately some people get a following, but they're not necessarily talented. I hate to say that.
They're just funny behind the screen. They're not funny live. Like,
And
I think that social media has something to do with that. Social media has made it where you can set up and you can be funny and you can be whatever it is you want to be behind the screen with your camera. But like
in real life, it's different.
Like the real life, like aspects of things. And I think like, even like what you said about how we have a lot of influence, we don't even have like celebrities anymore. That's an actual fact. Like we don't really have.
It's like, what do these people do?
Celebrities.
What do you do?
And I don't know if I feel like the people who do, like, I've never been into comedy like that. Like I'll listen, I'll watch, but it's not like my thing. So I can't really speak too much on it, but I feel like, I don't know if I would expect, and not that this is your expectation, but I don't know if I would expect them to be funny in stand up the same way that they are online, because I feel like online you make it what it is. Like you make it to be funny. You can run it back if it's not funny the first time. You can redo a scene. You can, like, you have a whole setup. You have people acting. It's almost like a mini
video.
Like,
I don't know, TV,
like a
series.
Mini movie. Like, a TV series. So of course, like, but like in person, that isn't always true.
Yeah.
They have to set the scene with like what they're telling you. They have to set the scene with how it comes out, the tone of voice they use. Like, I'm sure a lot goes into comedy. Like,
so here's how I'm thinking of it.
Funny.
So if I see a skit, for example, Desi is a great example, and I think that he may be one of the I guess social media comedians that may actually be funny live. And I only say that because.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
Girl, my eyes are on fire.
Oh no! Yes. I feel bad. Okay. Desi Banks may be one of the few, it's like social media comedians I see that may be successful. Like watching him post clips of his shows, it'll actually be funny things that he's saying. But I think in my mind, what I'm thinking is these people. They come up with these skits based off of real life scenarios. And I feel like that's what comedy is. Like, you're pulling from your own life, you're pulling from people around you, and you're telling scenarios that are relatable. That's what makes it funny, is that people know exactly what you're talking about. And it's like this shared experience, or it's just, you know how to tell a story. And I feel like that's what they're doing. So I'm wondering if it's maybe more of a delivery thing. Also, DC smokes a lot. So I don't know, like, I think sometimes too, because I don't know if you remember, we went and we saw 85 South.
Yeah.
Well, what's his name? Carlos, he was high as hell. Like, I don't even.
Yes.
He barely said a thing.
It was obvious.
Yeah.
He was really high. Mm-hmm.
So I know you were saying,
wait,
like,
the 85 South show is still around, though, right?
Yeah. I actually just watched it recently. Cool. Okay. They had Wiz Khalifa on. Yeah, so.
Desi Banks is probably a person who I actually would. I'm interested in seeing him as dancing.
Yeah, I feel like he really would be funny. And even B. Simone, she's posted clips of her shows on her story. I've not found them funny. I love her personality, though. Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. I don't know. This is a concern. I mean, I think that funny people are always going to be out there. So. No worries to that.
Stand-up is not what it used to be.
But I don't think stand-up is ever going
to
be.
My parents used to watch stand-up. Like, that.
Me too. I used to.
My parents. That
we used to be.
Shows,
girl.
Watching it on TV at night.
Yes. Like, Comic
that
View.
Was their thing. I would walk.
Who's Got Jokes?
Cracking the hell up.
I love it.
But yeah. So, and I think that we're moving away from
sad.
It. I don't think we're there anymore.
That's sad. I just have to let it go.
And there are comedy clubs. And I've actually been to comedy clubs. That's crazy. I have been to comedy clubs. But not
even the comedy club that we went to, Cree and I, where we saw that the guy Rennie, even the people that went like before him, they were okay, you know. And I know that we could have just went on a night where they didn't have the best of the best.
Yeah.
But I would really like to go to a show and truly laugh. Like,
laugh hard. Right?
I want to laugh my
ass off.
They
used to fill up the marinas and everybody's LOLing. Yeah.
LOL. Girl.
LMAO, like, yeah.
Even when I saw Dave Chappelle, like, he did tell one joke about Macaulay Culkin. Like, if there was any kid he would want to fuck, it would be Macaulay Culkin. Oh, God, why would he say that? He was talking about Michael Jackson, and he was like, so if he said it, Macaulay Culkin said that Michael did fuck him, then I don't believe the mother niggas. He's sick. Anyways. That was an interesting time. But even Dave, like, I don't know. I wasn't like, on the floor like I thought. You know, I was excited to go.
Right.
So
I think that's what it is too. Sometimes you be excited, so you just be like giggly, but not necessarily because they're funny. You're already just excited. It's your excitement overflowing.
Yeah. And DC never took a break after Jackie died. Like, he just kind of kept going. And I've seen him do so many interviews where he's like, yeah, you know, you got to put God first. Like, this is a test. Like, I'm hurting every day, but I just got to keep going. And I believe that God does want us to push through. Like, that's, I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. But also I do think that we're meant to rest and really like sit with things sometimes. So maybe this is going to be. Maybe he really needs to sit in it, because that, it looked like he was in like State Farm Arena. Like, that was no small venue, no regular venue.
Wow.
Like, it was packed like a concert. So for all them people to be booing, babe, I don't think people would pay to boo. Like, no, they were booing. The joke, did you hear what he was saying?
I didn't really hear that he was joking. I thought he was just saying like, keep God first. Like, he was just encouraging people. It didn't sound like a joke.
I think he was setting up a story.
Fine,
he kept repeating it. I think because he was trying to start over and, you know, regain the audience. But I don't think that was, because he was talking about cocaine, girls. So I don't think. I've never heard him talk about doing cocaine. I think he was really setting up a joke. Yeah.
Oh,
so anyways.
I didn't hear the cocaine part. Yeah, that's crazy.
Bless him.
I think sometimes things happen to us, and I think. For example, when you talk about risk and stuff, like, God puts things in our path, like, things happen to us so that we can rest, so that we need to sit down. Like, God is strengthening you to keep going the way you're going, but I think God would be okay if you took a risk. Like, he is okay if you sat with him and just, like, dealt with your emotions.
Because is it distraction? Dealt
with what happened. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm about to say. At this point, it sounds like a distraction. And when you don't deal with grief, I feel like it shows up. It could just hit you.
Yeah.
And I say that it doesn't hit you if you're healed from it, because grief comes in stages. Like, it just happens like that. But I think that
suddenly, like, you're in it, and you're like, oh wow, I've not been present.
I think that's how when I deal with grief, I don't know if I ever even deal with it. I think I deal with it enough to get through the funeral. Like, as far as like when my grandparents passed, like, yeah, I feel like I deal with it enough to get through the funeral, and then after that I'm like, whew, that was a tough part. And then I think, okay, I'm okay now. And then I find myself upset because I miss my grandma. And I don't know if that means I'm not healed, or if that's just part of grief. Like, oh, like, that's just normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I could go to a funeral of someone who I barely know and be boo-hoo crying. And I'm like, why am I boo-hoo crying? I don't know this person. But I just think it's just like the being at a funeral, griefs that maybe happened before that I just was thinking about. Like, I don't know if it's, you know?
Yeah.
It's very strange.
And that's what Amanda Seales was saying, that he might have been having a hard time because people were blaming him for her death. And I saw where he was saying on, what's that man's name? What's the football player's? Cam Newton. He was on Cam Newton's podcast, and he was saying every time he sees a woman with a BBL, he thinks about her. Because, you know, of course, that's how she passed. And I'm just like, ooh. If you watch their YouTube videos and stuff in the past, he just was not giving that girl. He just seems so uninterested in her whole being in existence. And then it's like when she died,
it became.
Yeah, but it's like, he never would tell her she was beautiful. I mean, I don't know what he told her off camera.
Yeah.
But when that camera was in their face, it just seemed like he was tolerating her. So I don't know what their relationship was, but. Yeah. I'm just going to leave that there.
That's crazy.
Yep. Okay, y'all. Yeah, so I wanted to talk to you about this because I feel like I'm coming into a little bit of a hiccup with fashion. And when I'm out and about, I love to observe people, and I find that the people that have their own style, where it's like, it's not necessarily trendy, but it's just like they found what works for them specifically. Like, that's their style. Like Al. Like, I'm trying to find that right now. I think that so for example, like, when I look in my closet, yeah, there are pieces, they go together. Cool. Sweet. But when I put them on, I'm not feeling like, damn, you that girl. Like, so I know I'm having to recultivate. Right. And it's just like, sometimes when I go on to, I don't know, Fashion Nova or whatever, now I'm not saying because they got some cute stuff, but sometimes I'm like, where am I going to wear that to? Or,
oh my God, yes.
Is that me? Like, because I find myself ordering stuff and I still don't have none to wear. That's a problem. Because that means you're not getting things that you, you know what I mean? Like, where you're not thinking clearly. I have a whole order I'm about to send back to Pretty Little Things.
Damn.
Not even because they just don't fit, but just like, what are we?
Like, what are we going for?
I just was trying to get some pieces, you know?
I order stuff and then I save it for a certain occasion that never comes. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to wear that yet. I'm going to save it for when I do so-and-so and so-and-so. And then so-and-so and so-and-so never come. That's dumb. Why are you trying to save it? It's crazy.
That's kind of smart, though, too, because I feel like if you have little pieces in your closet, then when the time comes, you really do have something to look through. Whereas me, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I haven't ordered anything.
Yes.
So still got last year's fashions.
I'm thinking there's two or three pieces that I'm saving. And then there's everything else that I don't even want to wear, which actually means I need to clean out my closet. I think when I look on websites, for example, when I go on Shein, I see so much stuff. I actually have a cart that is embarrassingly high right now that I'm not going to purchase because it's so high. And I can wear those things in that cart. But I don't really know if I have a particular style that I'm looking for. Mm. And I think it's just, I find something, I like it.
You like it?
I see something on a person. Like, I look on Pinterest sometimes. I will check Instagram. And I'd be like, oh, that's cute. Let me see if how I will look in something like that. Or let me see how I can remix this. And, like, that's how I find stuff that I like or that I think I like to wear. Or, like, even just scrolling on, like, Fashion Nova, Shein, like, whatever. And I'd be like, oh,
that's yeah. Cute.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and sometimes it is a matter of, like, I need something for an event. Or sometimes it's just, okay, I actually don't. I don't
that's
have,
also when I'm buying something. It's yeah. when I have something coming up. Yeah. And so maybe that's also hurting me.
Yeah. I go on there and I look for, like, I'm like, dang, I want some more dresses. And I will specifically look for dresses. Although I have nothing to wear them to, it's just like, okay, I need summer dresses. You see what I'm saying? So I look for a certain yeah. particular clothing. But then on the flip end, it's like, I don't have a variety. I may have, at one point in my life, I may have a bunch of dresses. Okay, cool. And yeah. then I need pants and I don't have them because all I have is dresses. So it's, I feel like it never, my closet has never just worked for me.
But I'm going to have those articles of clothing too that just last a lifetime. Mm. You know what I mean? Like those quality pieces that I'm just like, oh yeah, I got that back in.
Staple pieces too.
So and so. Yes, staple, exactly.
Yeah. But
so what I try to do is I try to buy shoes and build off of that.
Yes.
But lately I've been having a hard time finding shoes that I like. And I have a big foot. So that is a whole other thing. So at one point I was really trying to build up my sneaker game.
Okay.
But I'm obviously going to have to customize them. Like, my friend Cody sent me, he's a sneakerhead. And he had these cute Nikes on. Normally, he's a New Balance girl. And I was like, babe, what's going on here? You switching up on us? And he was like, yeah, I'm a Nikes bitch. I was like, oh. I love his shoes, though. They were like this mustard yellow. And he was like, yeah, I got these off eBay. There's a whole world in the sneaker world. You got to know where to get sneakers from.
Definitely.
And get certain designs because when you just go like to those regular websites, Finish Line, It's not the colors that I'm liking. Yes.
You'll get the drops, like you'll get like the Jordan drops or even the Dunk drops and stuff like that, but you won't get the eclectic looking ones, and they dropped it at some point, but now like they're more valuable because maybe people didn't pay attention to them then, or maybe people are just reselling them just cause, like, you know what I'm saying? But like, actually it's crazy. Nike had a series of shoes recently that were very kind of like different colors. There were like, for example, mustard yellow, there was like green and burgundy and just like really vibey, like dark colors that you actually made. Like, I may see if I have the link still, I will send it to you. But those are just randomly on the Nike website and they were actually on sale. So it's like, sometimes you have to scroll even when you don't want to scroll. Like, you're not.
Oh no, I scroll all the time, girl. I am a internet window shopper. What?
Damn.
I can rack a bag easily, but
it's finding what you like.
It's finding what I like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
And recently, like you said, like I have bought sneakers and then built outfits off of that sneaker. That's really what I've been doing recently. Like, I just got into sneakers.
But that's the thing. With sneakers, I like when I see people have a shoe on, but it's not so matchy with their outfit. I can't describe it.
I don't like when it's too matchy. I get it.
Yes. And so.
You also have sneakers that are not regularly just sold outright. Goat and StockX. I would go for Goat because StockX be kind
of. Goat, yeah. I've heard of Goat, actually. I've been on there before.
They will not.
That was some years ago, though.
So,
that's unfortunate.
That's the only thing. Yeah.
And for me, I don't even have to have a certain name brand. I'm all about how a shoe or something looks. I don't care about the flashiness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's cool, but is it cute and does it look good on me? Yeah. Yes. So, and I feel like as we transition, we're like 30s now. I can't tell how old anybody is.
It is
so hard to tell how old people are because everyone dresses similarly. Like, everyone has on Dunks from the kids to the mom and pop. Yeah. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't tell anymore off of attire.
Transition that, like, you make within yourself, for fashion, and then the transition and like the times of like what's popular. I feel like it's ever changing.
Ever changing.
It's.
I've never really been a trendy girl. I've never been a trendy girl, but I have like trends, if that makes sense. Like here and there. I want to change my hair too. So, y'all,
we gonna see how this comes out. That's what I really think.
Oh, I'm scared, bro.
Let's get into it.
I'm so scared because once you go, once you go forward, there's no going back. I mean, I guess you can, but
you can.
I'm gonna want to commit to it for at least two, three years. Like, what? I don't want to just get it and be like, nah, comb this out. Like, nah, bro. Yeah.
People do be combing locks out left and right, but girl, I'm not a comb my locks
left and right. Like, they said it would take Instagram. Like what, days?
Yeah, and a girlies on Instagram combing their locks out days at a time. Point of view, you combed your locks out in 72 hours. Like, girl, I don't want to do that. That sounds
72 hours.
Think about it in the tangle time.
How do you keep your hair from falling out and combing it out? That's what I want to know.
You don't. You just have to slather it with conditioner and detangler and detangle your locks. You don't.
That sounds like a nightmare.
But yeah.
Detangling
but some
sucks,
people
bro.
Roll them out and don't get a retwist and then cut them. That's what my loctician suggested if I was going to cut them. She said, grow them out, don't get a retwist for like months.
Oh.
So that way when you do cut them, you have like...
You got like a little mini fro.
Right. Mm-hmm. Grow them out for as long as you can.
Sometimes I just want to cut my hair and color it. I don't know. Sure. I have a very full face, so I don't want to look like a little boy. I need.
You had a fro for.
We don't see, bro.
You had a weenie. What is that? A TWF? Is that what it's called?
What is that?
Teeny weenie afro.
Oh yeah, remember? Because I cut my hair while I was with you.
Cute.
I think we both cut our hair.
Yeah,
around the same time.
Mine fell out and I had to cut it.
Cause wasn't Cotter there? Cotter was.
Yours was by choice.
Remember, you were like, "I have something to show you." I was like, "Excuse me?"
And I was bald. That's crazy. I don't know picture from.
I actually head. Don't remember what your head looked like. That's kind of missing. Like, the memory is not there
pictures.
At all.
Yes, that's not meant for me either. I should have taken pictures. That's crazy. I don't know what I look like.
What do you mean your hair fell out? I thought you cut it though.
I did cut it because it was falling out. It was like literally like falling out of my head. I had got color. The color did not. I guess between the color, the perm, and I wasn't taking care of it. And all
yo, coloring and perming sounds like yo.
Sounds like
I was trying to figure out how people do that.
And it is
this girl at my job. She was like, "Yeah, I gotta go get my perm, and I'm gonna wait 2 weeks so I can get it braided." I was like, "Yo, I can never get a perm again. I'm sorry. I don't ever want to sit there and have my scalp sizzle."
I ran across a page where there were girls like still getting perms and they were talking about how perms were like okay still. Like they were, you got to do it in a way that is healthy for your hair. And their hair did look healthy. I'm not even going to hold you, but I'm just, obviously I'm not getting another perm.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, like, because silk presses, they've been doing me dirty the past couple of years.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's just where I am, like the actual... environment probably just because people talk about that, like if you go and live somewhere where the water is harsh, it can affect your whole hair regimen.
Yes.
So I need to be somewhere by the beach.
Okay, curl. Speaking of okay,
I need the curls to pop. He's about to talk about it.
I'm not even gonna get on. So I'm gonna stay on top.
I'm excited.
Speaking of the trends and everything, one thing that actually bothers me, like I like how you said I'm not a trendy girl, you just kind of go with what you're feeling. One thing that has been bothering me is the need for people to flex.
No. Why? Flex zone.
Like I actually, this is a no flex zone. Be exactly who you are, please. No flex zone. I don't want it to be a flex zone.
So what type of flex are you speaking of? I want to know.
Like, why do people feel the need to make somebody else feel smaller for whatever it is? Whether it's the car, whether it's your clothes, whether it's the amount of money you make, the job, the role you play at your job. I'm sick of it all. Like, just be who you are.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a lot of flexing going on.
You feel small to shine. And I think that's kind of like what people do it. They feel like, oh, let me one up you. Don't one up me. Show me how to get where you are. Let me show you how to get where I am. Because honestly, when you flex, you look silly to me. You look crazy. I mean, like, I can see through it. Like, just be like, why are you doing, like, it's embarrassing.
Did you see something recently, though, that made you, or did you have someone do it in front of you?
I have a coworker who be flexing all the time, and I be like, sit down, little girl.
Oh, no.
Begging her to please stop. Just stop.
This ain't the same sister from last week, is it? Oh, how did I know, bro?
I think it's the
because same. it's giving characteristic.
Yeah,
like,
yes,
it's giving trait. Like,
you still flexing? Yeah, you still looking silly? Could be because
I'm flexing,
so. But like that is not even your real circumstance.
Like, ooh, what's that sound like? Ooh,
yeah. You got it. Click it over there. Is it on our panel?
It'll be added. I'm going to add that actual soundbite. Anytime something we say, crate, like, oh, yeah, we about to do that.
For real.
Because, wow. Like, it's not her actual circumstance.
Circumstances, you flexing and then you making it sound like something.
So she literally flexing. Yeah. She's flexing in both terminologies.
Yeah, like, you're really flexing and it's not even, no. That's not even the truth. That's what annoys me. It's like, just be who you are. Be... Tell the truth.
Why
exactly
would you
how
do
it
that?
Is. Like, you're flexing because you want people to turn their heads. You want people to make a big whoop about it. And it's like, I actually don't care that much what people are thinking.
Whatever, also, though, but getting called out for flexing and literally flexing.
Secondhand.
That is something I don't want to ever experience. Like,
man, I just want people to be who they really are.
It's giving, oh, I got a Ferrari, but I just saw you outside wait at the bus stop.
Yes.
Don't do that.
That. Because you are not.
What?
You don't actually have a Ferrari. Actually, the Ferrari is the car that passed by. You're just taking a photo in front of it, and you're going to go back to your bus stop. That is the circumstance.
Wow.
Like, I don't know why people feel. It's social media.
It's the projection.
So, yes. And it's like. Why
the projection of the unprotection.
Yeah.
Put that into some redirection. Okay?
I don't even want to interrupt you, girl. Come on. Yes. I'm just
You know, there used to be this guy I went to high school with, and my homegirl is just head over heels for him at one point. And now she's like, she snapped out of it eventually.
Thank God.
But he just used to like give these stories where no one asked him to tell the scenario. Next thing you know, we're on a high ass mountain of a lie of his. We're at the very top. We're at the hilltop of it.
Yeah.
We're at the hilltop of his lie. And it's just like, yo,
it's unnecessary.
Why did you take us up here on this ride?
How did we get here?
How did we actually get here? Oh man.
Yeah.
I don't like flexing either.
No,
it is very distasteful.
You making up a whole story, or not making it up, but you making us feel like this whole story is a fact and all of this, and it's not. I'm just like, I see right through that.
That's embarrassing, bro.
It's like, this is secondhand embarrassing. You're really hurting on the inside.
Ooh, I hate to see it. I don't know. I think sometimes, you know, people just want. They want the feeling that people envy them. Like, oh, people want to be me. I think that's why people be hating on Beyonce so hard. There's no way you can hate on Beyonce hard. Like, people that are just good at what they do.
Just let them have
it. A lot of times, those are the people that be flexing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this. It's this internal, like, doubt of self where they need people to feel envious of them because they don't have that inside. They don't feel that. That's very sad.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want it to be where people like are envying me. I don't want you to envy me. I want to be cool. Like, I want you to be cool.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be down to earth. Like, I don't want you to envy me. I don't want to feel like, I don't want to put on a facade either. Uh-huh. I hate that. Like, pretending. Like, if
pretending is embarrassing to me. I understand manifesting, dreaming. dreaming and manifesting is different than pretending, babe. Like, there is a fine line. I get it. Mm-hmm. But pretending is like, yo, you're wild. Like, you're not.
I just make a conversation with you just because you're the only person there. And I know I really don't like you, or we really don't mess with each other for real. Why am I going to pretend? We're going to sit in this room and like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah, trust me. Weird. I hate to see people when I know they don't like somebody and then that person comes in and I see them really kiki in. Girl, I'd be like, girl, you fake for real. Like, you are fake.
Like, knowing good and well what you just told me.
Yeah. Those are people you can't trust. When they come to you telling you stuff,
Stay away. Clear the aisles.
Stay away from me. Ooh. I ain't no trendy girl, period.
Girl, I don't know what the episode title should be. I ain't no trendy girl. No flex zone. Like, girl.
No flex zone.
The titles are endless.
I love people that are... Authentic people are so... They're gems.
Like, yes.
People that don't hide behind... There's a superpower in being authentic. And I just hate that people don't get to live that experience on this earth. Mm. Like,
that's
how free it is to have people around you too that are authentic. Like, this is what I like, and
around me, this is who I am, man. That's who I really am. They like me for me being me. Why would I want you?
I can't imagine it any other way.
Yeah.
Woo. Right on. There was this girl who literally, every time we would hang out, like, there would be no like conversations for real. But then after we hung out, she would get on the internet. She'd tag me and be like, oh, had a good time with my girl, da, da, da. And I just used to be like, what is this? Like, what? Is this what she was so? And then I started to question everybody that she ever posted. Like,
If that's what the relationship was.
What is your?
Was,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't need to do something just to post.
Scary business.
No. Sometimes I do really cool things and I don't post at all.
Like, yeah. Could you date somebody who was a flexer? Like,
no, because I would get the ick. I would get.
They were like, yeah, come on, Ayana.
And I'd be like,
and we do it big. You'd be like,
I'd be like, And then when he cut that, I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I'm embarrassed because I know that's not the truth. I got the ick. You ever got the ick for somebody you dated? That
oh my rule. God. Actually, I have not, but I have had the ick for someone I dated's people.
Oh.
And boy.
Yeah.
You know sometimes, unfortunately, like, you can date somebody, but their friends are not all that. And their friends were the flexers. I knew behind closed doors they were asking my nigga for money, but like on Facebook and stuff, they'd be like, yeah, you know, we doing it big, we out here, we outside.
But I'm just tagging along.
Your friend paid for you.
Yeah.
What?
And to know that another
don't get me started. I had a whole list of things.
Another nigga paid for you? Ick.
Or this girl that I was friends with and her man, he didn't want to work. And on one time, she bought him an outfit on his birthday. Girl, he wore that outfit all the time. Ugh.
Girl.
That was an ick. That was an ick, like... Oh,
I feel kind of bad though.
He would be on the internet really acting like he would have on his sunglasses, like I'm shining. Like,
wait, so no. Why was he? Well, that had
why was he not working? Beats me. America needs you. There are jobs out there.
This is crazy. People are crazy. I can't do it.
Absolutely.
I can't.
This is a no flex zone, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. And you just listened to another episode of Queen Talk with AJ.
Big her.
Where we don't flex, and we unfortunately.
Ain't the tricky girls. Thank God.
No. Yeah.
No here flex. Is. We ain't the trendy girlies.
Ooh. You love that when you was feeling that.
I was.
Y'all said, oh, I did it right there. That's how I combined the two. Go ahead and write it down, y'all, because that's going to be the title.
I'm writing it right now.
I'm done.
Let me write it down.
But don't really. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. We will be in touch with you next Monday. If you want to call us, beep us, if you want to reach us, please hit our line at
letsqueenswaj@gmail.com.
What about the number? That number may not even be
it. It's not.
Please email us. I'm sorry.
I'm actually probably just going to cut the clip.
Because. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, thanks again for listening.
Bye.